Who knows? There you go. Hey. 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 Oh. 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 What's happening? You're now tuned to Chef Mac B, the Grill and Chill Podcast. Again, I'm your wonderful podcaster, Chef Mac B, a.k.a. Pitmaster / Grillologist. Yes, that's like a scientist, but only on the grill and the smoker. You know how we do, y'all. This is for the people who love good food, good drinks, love the smoke and grill with a little bit of combo and chill in between. From the home cooks to the grill enthusiasts to the pitmasters. This podcast is going to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugliest of ugly when it comes to grilling, great recipes, fun kitchen stuff, backyard topics, interviews from people who love and do the same. Some trash talk included. Can't forget the trash talk. So come grab a drink, get your food off the grill, get your grill off the food. Seriously, I got tongue tied. And come on in, tune into the Grill and Chill Podcast. Again, my name is Chef Mac B. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on our 11th. No. We're on our 12th podcast. That's what I'm talking about. Trying to be consistent with that, y'all. Trying to be consistent. Trying to keep y'all pumping up with the good food and the flavors. Nice little backyard kitchen topics. So, I've been wanting to do this one for the longest. But first and foremost, let me do this. Y'all know what that is. You know, my drink for the night. I got my Coors Light. Limited edition, summer 2021. I got a little bit of Buffalo Trace from a brown, because you know I'm a brown favorite. You know, I do a little bit of something here and there, but you know, I love my brown. Can't go wrong with my brown. But again, this is our 12th episode of the Grill and Chill Podcast for my, I want to say it's like 10 or 11 subscribers, and to over 450 listeners. I think I'm almost at 75. Almost like 100 listens right now. So thank y'all for tuning in. But again, for this 12th episode, we going on appetizers. Who does not love a good appetizer? Now, what's an appetizer? Small food, small dish. It can even be a drink taken before a meal, or even for the main course of the meal, just to stimulate your appetite on what's to come. Now, we got another definition that says an appetizer is something that arouses or increases anticipation for what is to follow. With that being said, who does not love a good appetizer? You think you go to some of your favorite restaurants, whether it be, I'm going to just throw it out there and say Red Lobster. Of course, you know, everybody's mama, daddy, auntie, uncle, cousin, friend, who don't do Red Lobster? But you can definitely buy the stuff yourself and probably cook it just as good, if not better, when it comes to seafood. But one staple of an appetizer you can't go wrong with at Red Lobster is those them cheddar biscuits. Let me tell you, ain't nothing wrong with it. With an order of cheddar biscuits. Excuse me. Sometimes them cheddar biscuits be so good, you can't help but to get a double order. If you got more than what, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in your party, why not make it a triple order? You can't tell me that's one appetizer that never ever fails or you can't go wrong with. That's like one appetizer they never mess up on, is them cheddar biscuits. What's some of y'all favorite appetizers? You know, if you follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Max Smoky Barbecue. If you follow me on IG, and I put that question out there to some of my IG followers, I was like, question, what appetizers would you consider in your top five, and what single appetizer would be considered the GOAT of all appetizers? And I'm gonna tell you, I had a nice amount of a nice little bit of responses here, but I got a list of appetizers I know that's gonna wet your palate right now. Hold on, let me talk to Buffalo Trace real quick. Whew, got a little bite to it. Now, one of my followers said some of her favorite appetizers: a good dip, a crab dip, spinach dip, something along those lines. Can't go wrong with a nice little dip. a seafood dip or a crab dip, or let's just say a spinach artichoke dip. Come on. Them type of appetizers, they, you can get full off that alone. One of my barbecue followers said stuffed jalapenos. Who can't go wrong with a jalapeno popper? Or just stuffed with cheese or something, period. Can't go wrong with that. One of my BFFs, who's a chef himself, he said potato skins, potato skins, potato skins, potato skins. Come on, dude. Can't go wrong with potato skins. Oh, yeah, and he said Remy VSOP, just to wet the palate a little more. Can't forget the VSOP. One of my close buddies said meatballs. Now look, you got some store-bought meatballs that are good. Some people overdo it with the meatballs. They might mix jelly, they might mix sugar, they might mix honey, barbecue sauce, all types of stuff, and the meatballs be overly sweet. And to a degree, the meatballs can be dried out. Ain't nothing wrong with making your own. There's nothing wrong with making your own meatballs. I might do a little peppers and onions, a little mushrooms, chop them up, some grated Parmesan mixed in the mix, some shredded cheese mixed in the mix. Make them your own. You can bake them in the oven. You can smoke them. Throw a little rub on them. Season them, salt and pepper, however you want them. As long as they're not dry. But you can make some juicy meatballs. No homo. Got to throw my man-in-law in there. One of my other sisters, she brought I think this was her top five now that I look at it. She said crab cakes. Come on. I'm going to take you back home to my hometown, to the DMV, DC, Maryland. Can't go wrong with a jumbo lump Maryland blue crab cake. Look it up. Look it up. She said mussels are the second. Loaded nachos. That's a staple when it comes to an appetizer. Loaded nachos, your peppers, your onions, your fresh jalapeno, cilantro. You got your limes chopped up on the side. Come on. Who can go wrong with the queso? Come on, homes. You can go wrong with the queso. The queso. She also said salmon dip. Now, I made a mean salmon dip some months ago, and it wasn't too bad. I used fresh pink Alaskan salmon. I had other things added to it. You can find it online. You might find a recipe that may be comfortable for you and what you like to add to it. But salmon dip isn't really bad. Number five, sliders. Now, listen. I had a taste for sliders one weekend, and sliders, you can go any which and every way with sliders. Meatball sliders. You can do a Philly cheesesteak slider. You can do a fried chicken slider. You want to, you can do a Cuban slider. Man, Hawaiian with the Hawaiian rolls. There's so many different ways or so many different things you can do as regards to sliders. But she said her top two choices would be, crab cakes with remoulade sauce. I'm with you on that, sis. I'm with you on that. And you know what appetizers? Sometimes the appetizers can be the main course. Now, here's a list of a few things that I looked up and just talked to a few people on as far as appetizers when I was on my IG and just talking to some folks online. Now, fried cheese balls. If you look at my IG a couple of months back, I did that. They might say fried cheese puff balls or something like that. But fried cheese balls, let me describe them to you. So you got four different types of shredded cheese. You got all-purpose flour, a little baking powder, salt and pepper. You mix all those things together, make them into a ball. You can deep fry them if you like. Can't forget a little garlic powder. I tried deep frying one and I tried air frying one. Now, these fried cheese balls was a mix between, I'm going to say, the cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster and the rolls you get from Golden Corral. If anyone knows about those hot puff yeast rolls out of Golden Corral, they're nice, they're airy, they're fluffy, but you'll end up eating a whole tray of those yeast rolls before you even get to the buffet. Those fried cheese balls are just like that. And when I tell you, frying it was okay, it's extremely greasy, but throwing them in the air fryer made them extremely airy and so gooey and cheesy. You know how when you eat something fresh off the grill, you have the whole food while it's in your mouth, instead of waiting till the daggone food cool off? That's how it was with those fried cheese balls. You couldn't help but to eat them. What about wings as an appetizer? Wings is something that you can go up, down, left, right, all over with. Your buffalo wings, You got your lemon pepper wings, your salt and pepper wings. You know, you can do your wings and barbecue sauce. You can do chicken wings any in every type of way. Whether you're flats or drums, I prefer the drums, but it don't matter because anybody can get it and all of them can get it. They will get eaten either way. Again, stuffed jalapenos is on this list. Can't go wrong with stuffed jalapenos. Meat Church has a wonderful recipe, and I sent a shout out to my boss because he bought me some of their rubs. And I'm thinking what that holy voodoo Meat Church might taste like on a stuffed jalapeno. So you got your cream cheese, shredded cheese, stuffed in the jalapeno once after you cork it and gut it out. Wrap that thing in bacon, roll it in some rub, or throw that Meat Church voodoo rub on that thing and let that thing cook. You can do them in the oven. It's even better on the grill. It'll change your life. Now, I'm not a mushroom fanatic, but stuffed mushrooms is another good appetizer. Of course, you can stuff them with cheese. I've seen some chefs or restaurants do it with some crab. Stuffed mushrooms is something you can't go wrong with. A lot of people like that on their appetizer palate. Again, meatballs, no dry ones. Got to keep them nice and moist. You can't go wrong with a spinach artichoke dip. But let me tell you, my mother-in-law, miss her so much, but she made one of the meanest spinach artichoke dip. And you know, you always got that staple in your family. Like I said in my last podcast, that show improves when it comes to that kitchen. And it's always that one family member, the young family member, they pass it on down to. I'm gonna tell you, I don't think nobody can make a spinach artichoke dip as mean as my wife, and they probably can. But yo, she makes one of the meanest spinach artichoke dip I ever tasted. When I pull out my mini cupcake pans, I remember one time she made mini spinach artichoke dip bites with like the little mini wonton wrappers. Hey, then you're asking for trouble because you got them in a mini form. One of my favorite appetizers on this list that I've done a couple years ago was a bacon double cheeseburger dip. Yes, bacon double cheeseburger dip. You know, you got your block cheese that you gotta melt, you got your shredded cheese, you got your ground beef, finely chop your peppers and onions, chop up your bacon and put it in there. Yes, cheeseburger dip. You can either use the crusty bread, you can even use your nacho chips. It don't matter. Cheeseburger dip. You can't go wrong with it. Soft pretzel bites with queso, with cheddar queso. For an appetizer like that, gotta have a beer. It makes you think about Germans. Shoot, might as well have me a nice brats or schnitzel or something to eat with my soft pretzel bites and cheddar queso. Again, another appetizer on this list, sliders. Who can't go wrong with sliders? What type of bread you like to use for your sliders? I didn't know at one time they had the mini brioche buns for sliders. Brioche is one of my favorites. Potato bread is one of my favorites. And the Hawaiian rolls are definitely a favorite that you can use as far as your sliders. Bacon jam. Now, if I had a choice to choose as far as the goats of my personal appetizers, I'm going to say bacon jam. Let me give you a little story on why I say bacon jam. Now, one of my buddies and his wife had celebrated an anniversary and invited a few close friends to a restaurant down here. I want to say it's now closed, called Gordon Biersch. You know, we ordered the appetizers. They have various ones. It was a brewery. Very, very, very appealing as far as the menu. Me and my wife ordered a large Southwestern egg rolls, not realizing that the appetizers were six, like medium-sized egg rolls. The regular was four. So we had enough to basically eat one or two if we wanted to and share it around. But we share it with everybody. We kind of handpick each other's appetizers. So I ordered the pound burger. And of course it came with the thick applewood smoked bacon. I'm like, cool, I love that. Who don't love bacon? Vegans love bacon and they say they don't like bacon. They know they like bacon. Came with the fresh arugula. It came with the cheddar. It came with the smoked Gouda cheddar. Of course, melted on the burger. 100% Angus beef. But it had bacon jam. So I asked the waiter, excuse me, sir, I wanted to order this burger, but what is bacon jam? So he said, give me a second. Let me take their orders. I'm going to bring you a sample. So he brings the sample out. and it looks like, I don't really know how to describe it. I guess, you know, when you, I want to say it looked kind of jelly-like. That's the best way to describe it. Like the color of bacon, but jelly-like. Something like bacon jam. He's like, man, don't knock it till you try it. I brought you a few pieces of crusty bread. You know, I'll be back with your order soon. So I had about 3 or 4 pieces of crusty bread, and I tried it, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta find the recipe. So bacon jam consists of bacon, chopped onions, chopped garlic, black pepper, balsamic vinegar, apple cider vinegar. It calls for brown sugar, but of course you can use one of your favorite rubs that has brown sugar in it, but a little bit of brown liquor, boil it to thick. As regards to bacon, you need to use the thick cut bacon. The grocery store that I usually go to, called Kroger, they have a thick cut peppercorn bacon. That is by far one of the best bacons I love, because it has the heat as regards to the bacon on it, and it's thick enough where I can chop it up good enough. Boil it to thick, man. You can throw it in a food processor after it's nice and thick. You can pour the oil into a container. You have a bacon jam infused oil, so to speak. I usually keep all of that, because some people eat the bacon jam and whatever bread or things are left over, they swap the pot with that. Find you the recipe for bacon jam, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Salad is a well-known appetizer item on any menu. I like salad, but give me my meat, no homo. But you can't go wrong with your greens. A good salad that got everything in it, can go wrong with that. But you gotta give me French dressing. I love my French dressing. I do a little ranch, might do a balsamic vinaigrette, but for a nice little side salad, you can't go wrong. How about this on the list? Quesadilla. Can't go wrong with a nice loaded quesadilla as far as the appetizer, whether it be chicken or steak. You know, they cut it up into nice little pieces. Everybody can get a share. Can't go wrong with a nice little quesadilla. Here's one of the ones on the appetizer list that I am not too fond of, because I'm a texture kind of guy. Hummus. I'm not too fond of hummus. Some of them look pretty decent. Like I seen a fire roasted pepper hummus. I can't get into it though. Just the texture. I'm not a chickpea kind of guy. I don't do the chickpeas. Now, this next appetizer on the list, it's a story behind it. So, went with my sister and family. We went to New York to visit her family, because she's from Staten Island. She's from up top. Ew! Went to go see her older brother. And, you know, he took us on the little ferry in Staten Island. And had a little mini restaurant on that thing, man. Went up there and bought me a beer on the little ferry as it's crossing from one borough to the other. And I'm like, yo, what's that? He said, garlic knots. And I'm like, oh, can I get an order? So they gave me a nice little order of 6. You know, they got the little puff balls tied like a knot, but it looked like a little ball. Had them in a little garlic and a little butter. Had a little marinara sauce with it. Man, I ordered that thing and I tore that. I didn't even want to share. OMG. Garlic knots. And you have some spots that do the garlic knots. They throw a crap load of mozzarella on top and throw pepperoni on it. Let that thing sit in the broiler. Come on. You can't go wrong with some good garlic knots. Another appetizer on the list, chicken strips. The kids love it. And don't let it be one of them spots that know how to season their chicken well. You'll love it. One of the worst chicken strips, I don't think I've had one, but my wife said, the Cheesecake Factory. I hate to put y'all on blast like that. They have some of the most unseasoned chicken strips she said she's ever had. Another staple, fried ravioli. Italian is one of my top favorite foods of all time. I want to say Italian is in my top 3. Fried ravioli, man, it'll change your life. Kebabs. Dude, you can't go wrong with a nice kebab. What are we talking about? A chunk of chicken or a chunk of steak or shrimp, pepper, onion, mushroom, your steak, whatever meat you want. Roast that thing on the smoke or on the grill, right directly over the heat. Come on, you can't go wrong with it. Look, who don't like a nice egg roll? Yes. Story I brought out a couple of minutes ago. Egg rolls can be an appetizer. Some restaurants that I've been to, me and my wife have been to, some of the best egg rolls we've had, we've been to some restaurants. Like a Southwestern style egg roll. Hey, I even went to a spot that had a Philly cheesesteak egg roll. You can't go wrong with them. Deviled eggs. Bruh. You're not a true chicken lover if you don't like deviled eggs. Some people just don't like eggs. More power to them. I love deviled eggs. One of my favorite deviled eggs I seen off a show I had to copy. And sometimes we copy those that we admire. I seen a chef on TV one day that did smoked deviled eggs. I know you listening like, smoked deviled eggs? So you boil your eggs regular. Once they're nice and solid and that shell is off, put them in a smoker for, let's just say maybe, at the most between 10, 15 minutes. Until that white gets a nice little brown on it. Once they come off, cut them open, take out the yolk, take out the yolk, and mix it like you usually do with your deviled egg. And then go and put that thing back inside that, inside the white. You can top it off with a slice of fresh jalapeno, even a chunk of bacon. I promise you, you cannot go wrong with it. Matter of fact, you can even fry you some shrimp and throw a shrimp on top of that smoked deviled egg. Might change your life again. How about mini loaded potatoes? It's like nachos, but with potatoes. Throw them little potatoes down on a little plate. Once they're nice and fried and crispy, throw a little cheese on that thing. Just like you do a nacho. Peppers, onions, mushrooms, your jalapenos. But it's just in potato form. If you're a French fry or potato lover, I guarantee you'll love that. How about a twice baked potato that's loaded? What do I mean? So you got your potato, throw a little oil on it, wrap it up before, throw it in the oven for about an hour until it's nice and done. Slice it down the middle, get a little spoon, scoop out the inside of that potato. So once you throw those insides in a bowl, mix it with your cream cheese, your shredded cheese, your chives. Throw a little bacon in the mix, why don't you? And throw it right back into the shell. Sprinkle a little cheese on top and put it back in the oven. It's been baked twice with all the loaded mixture in the middle of that shell again. And when you take that thing out, you might not even use a utensil. You might eat it whole. Last, all-time great when it comes to appetizer, pigs in a blanket. Come on. Who don't love pigs in a blanket? Your great-grandma, your grandma, your mama, your daddy, and you. Who don't love pigs in a blanket? Everybody loves pigs in a blanket. Now, last few minutes, we're going to talk about some of the worst appetizers that need to be banned. And this is courtesy of some spots I've seen online. One of them, especially BuzzFeed.com. BuzzFeed is a wonderful site to look up when it comes to food things. Now, you know what should be banned? Pinwheels. Don't nobody eat pinwheels like that. Take that off the appetizers list. Shrimp cocktail. Who eats shrimp cold? What is the cocktails? Disgusting. I'm not a shrimp cocktail fanatic. Deviled quail eggs. First off, a quail egg is about as big as my thumbnail. It might be a little big. I might be exaggerating. But who eating deviled quail eggs? Here's another one I say, and y'all can look this up because I'm not lying. Raw fish and meat cones. Cones, C-O-N-E-S, as in ice cream cones. So they chop up meat nice and fine and throw it in the ice cream cone to make it look like a scoop, but it's raw meat. I don't know who in the halibut created that, but raw fish and meat cones should not be designated an appetizer. Soup shooters. Yes, I said it. You can say it three times fast. Soup shooters. Soup shooters, soup shooters, soup shooters. Yes. So just picture a chunky chicken noodle soup in a shot glass with crusted crackers or something on top. Why would you do that? You're messing up a classic dish. Why? It's not appetizer. Anything that looks better than what it tastes like. You ever had something that looked good visually, but when you tasted it, it made you want to spit it on the waiter? Oh, we've all had that one appetizer or that one dish before. Here we go. There's this dish in France that has anchovies, olives, capers, garlic, and olive oil. It's all grinded up. And some people eat it on crackers. Nah, I'm good. How about this appetizer? It's called black pudding. Y'all want some black pudding? Now, I ain't talking about African American black. I'm just saying it's called black pudding. What's black pudding? Okay. You know, it's pig's blood. oatmeal, a little bit of fat. You know, you stuff it into a casing. You know, that's like the line of the intestines, I think it is, a casing. And then the sausage can be grilled, boiled, or fried. And then with some blood sausage in a bun, and a little ketchup, mustard, a little relish. No blood sausage, because I ain't eating. But how about this meatloaf over in France that has chopped meat and fat? It's like a mold that's similar to meatloaf. What's in it? Goose. Or you can put duck liver, a little pork, a little deer, sometimes wild boar, a little bit of herbs and spices. Yeah, that's a wonderful meatloaf. I don't know how you want it, but I ain't eating it. Y'all can have it. I ain't eating it. Last but not least, and some people don't like this, escargot. That's in one of my favorites. And I'm going to say it on lock until you try it. I'm going to end this off on a high note when it comes to escargot, because my wife, we always go on our cruises. Sadly, pandemic messed this up, the cruise game up for everybody. But hopefully we'll be out of that soon. But man, we went to a little spot as a crew on the ship. One of the appetizers was escargot. One of our foodie couples that came along with us. No, the wife ordered escargot and the husband did too. And they were like, try mine. So as my wife, she crazy. She don't like stuff like that. We don't do bugs. She tried her buddies. She ordered it. And when I tell you, the garlic butter sauce that they had for the escargot was phenomenal. I tried hers. I ordered my own. Escargot was so good, we both ordered another one. But the sad part about it is, you probably won't try it again because you're going to go to another spot and it's not going to taste like you had it when you had it the first time. Sometimes it's never how it goes. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to my 12th podcast. Hopefully y'all get a chance to make your favorite appetizer soon. If you do, hey, tag me in them. I want to see what you do. Because you know when I make mine, y'all going to see it when I post it. And my friends and family hate when I do that because I make them hungry with every pic. Y'all can follow me on IG at Max Smokey Barbecue. You can catch me on the Grill and Chill podcast, available on all platforms, on Spotify, on Apple, on Rotten Apple, whatever platform we got out there, we are on it. Hopefully you're able to subscribe. If you love to donate, you definitely can. My link is in my bio, my IG. But for all y'all listening and following, hey, get your grill on, smoke something. Chef Mac B, over and out. Holla at you.